This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The minimum wages order will come into effect on July 1st. The wages are set according to region, namely 1,000 ringgit per month for Peninsular Malaysia and 920 ringgit for East Malaysia. The government hopes that the new minimum wage rates can boost the income of Malaysians as well as help achieve Malaysia's target status as a high-income nation by 2020. However, the minimum wage increase has raised many concerns among employers and certain NGOs that oppose it. Its supporters believe that it's good for the economy in the long term. Dr. Lee Hock An from the Department of Developmental Studies in University of Malaya gives his analysis on the minimum wage hike.
Well, minimum wage is an institution that exists. It's implemented in almost all high-income countries and in some middle-income and low-income countries. So Malaysia has passed a law in 2012 and came into effect in a broad scale in 2014. Right now, it's being revised. So it's a standard revision process and a necessary one because of inflation and various other factors. I think it's really something that's part of our economy and the way we operate. And there's nothing unusual. It's just practice that now we'll have to be doing periodically.
Lee believes that the move was necessary despite the unpredictable economic climate.
There is, in a sense, no great time, especially from the employer's perspective. When if the economy is going well, you would say, well, let's just depend on the economic growth to generate wage increases. And if the economy is not going so well, then we can raise this threat of the negative consequences. First, the economic growth continues, and we have heard there were threats about dire consequences when wage was introduced, so going from it not existing to it being implemented. And that didn't transpire, although I think we still need a better picture about the extent of compliance, because although unemployment didn't spike as was threatened as a possibility in 2013-2014. So we have that precedent of Malaysian economy weathering that change. And that was a very dramatic one from it being introduced previously not existing. Now we're talking about a revision from 900 to 1,000 per month in the peninsula and 800 to 900 in Sabah and Sarawak. So I don't see that there should be alarm because we have been through it and this is a revision.
Lee points out that dire predictions of employment losses will not affect the minimum wage increase.
Well, I have not seen the basis, the research behind that. There is inevitably some adjustment that would take place when these kind of changes are implemented. I do want to stress again that this is not something very drastically new. It's a revision. And if the last time when minimum wage was actually introduced, we did not see any major official increase in the unemployment rate, then I think we are geared up to accommodate this change. Having said that, I think they are shedding light on something that is important about the prospect that some people might lose their jobs. And it's in turn, I think, raising again the importance of looking at unemployment insurance, something that we still have not systematically discussed and implemented.
Besides that, Lee believes that the increase of minimum wage will not impact the number of Malaysian workers in industries.
That was brought up when minimum wage was introduced as well, and I don't think it really made a significant dent in terms of, you know, switching employers, showing greater preference for hiring locals and as well as Malaysian workers entering into jobs where they previously were not. And I don't think this is also going to make a significant impact in attracting Malaysian workers. You know, the kind of demands on various jobs. Now, I'm generalizing here, but I think, you know, we are thinking about some of the lowest paid jobs, which are very demanding and have very long hours and so on. And we are not sure. I think we do need to get a better handle on the adaptation and even some of the manipulations that have taken place since minimum wages were introduced. The workers have reported to the Malaysian Trade Union Congress, the MTUC, about employers, you know, resorting to certain tactics like paying the same daily wage, but making the workers work longer, you know, instead of 8 hours, 10 hours, and 12 hours, not complying with overtime pay and so on.
He predicts that the government will bring in more foreign workers into the country if there's demand, as locals are not interested to seek employments in certain industries.
I think foreign worker flows will continue. I mean, I think there are efforts to, you know, in terms of managing that and working with other governments, but it's still very demand driven. And whenever the government, we have you know, many decades history of government wanting to restrict the inflow of foreign workers, and then employers complain and, you know, they just can't find workers. So I think, in to a large extent, legitimately, that they need more workers. And so we inevitably have to open the door again. I don't see minimum wage, you know, as having much of an impact over this.
Aside from that, Lee feels that consumers will have to bear the brunt of cost increases when the minimum wage is raised.
Well, it is a cost of production. So obviously, if they're complying, then the costs do have to be going up. If they are hiring workers that are currently at the minimum wage, we hope not below. So yes, I mean, the reason that it is legislated is so that no one can get away with paying, you know, rock bottom or paying unfair or indecently low wages, but it applies across the board to all companies. So no one can claim to be, you know, unfairly singled out through a blanket minimum wage that everyone has to comply with. So it's not, you know, discriminatory, and there's really no basis for complaint from that perspective.
He also comments on the outcome of the minimum wage that is implemented by the government.
The outcome of minimum wage, yeah, this, I think this is something that we need to study in greater detail. As I was saying just now, we know very little about the level of compliance, and we would like to know to what extent, you know, companies are complying or are finding ways to circumvent the minimum wage requirements. I think we have already seen that the economy didn't grind to a halt. There were no massive layoffs or bankruptcies. And so I think, you know, we are more resilient than kind of alarmist views that tend to surface when the minimum wage was introduced and now as it is being revised. You know, it's something that is applied on all companies, so no one can really claim, you know, no particular company or sector can claim to be unfairly singled out. It is part of a certain national agenda that, you know, people need to embrace and move on with, not just, as I was saying, not just in these current ones, but it will continually be revised. And I think we need to move in the direction of higher hourly minimum wage. That is the kind of transformation that will really take place.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.